The European Commission obliged the Royal Bank of Scotland to sell Worldpay in 2010 as a condition of RBS's bailout by the British state after the financial crisis. Two private equity firms bought it for £2 billion. It was floated at a value of £4.8 billion in 2015. Mr. Kamaja says that by buying Worldpay, Vantiv will reduce its reliance on bricks-and-mortar merchants, which are losing out from a shift of retailing to online competitors such as Amazon. Less than 10% of its revenue comes from processing e-commerce payments. Worldpay, by contrast, makes more than one-third of its revenue from a fast-growing global e-commerce business. It is also the market leader in Britain, claiming a share of 42%, and has an American business of its own. The country's eighth biggest, one-sixth of the size of Vantiv, says the Nielsen report. The deal marks a further step towards the industry's consolidation. Last year, for example, Global Payments, the sixth biggest American acquirer, bought Heartland, a smaller rival, for $4.3 billion in cash and shares. TSYS bought TransFirst for $2.4 billion. Vantiv snaffled Monoris USA, the American arm of a Canadian payments processor, for $425 million. In Europe, Mr. Kowaja notes, national markets tend to be ruled by local players, despite the EU's supposedly single market. Cross-border consolidation has far to go. But in a business of thin margins, scale is starting to count. Worldline, descended from the acquiring subsidiaries of three French banks, has spread into the Benelux countries and Germany. On July 3rd, Nets, a Nordic payments company, said it had been approached about a takeover. It's an acquisitive business.